Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Are you ready?
Yes, and them are me.
Stunt or stupid?
What is the challenge today?
This is the Juice Challenge.
Okay.
Found this online. The Juice Challenge states you fill your mouth with juice, and then people ask you questions. You try and answer the questions without losing any juice in your mouth.
Okay. Doesn't sound like really a challenge, but...
It sounds pretty challenging.
What kind of juice you got there?
I am using Powerade.
That's not juice.
It's juice.
That's not juice.
How much juice is in the bottle, it should say?
It's not. He has a random weird container.
What?
What? Matt, what does it matter how
it's
much?
It's a juice challenge.
You got bootleg juice.
You need
juice.
One ingredient for a juice challenge.
Apple,
juice.
Cranberry.
Okay,
orange,
so why does.
Grapefruit.
How many ounces? What the F does that mean?
Does every stunter stupid
because everybody
start with
here,
how you failed?
No,
it's just stupid or stupid.
No, it starts with stupid questions.
It's supposed to be juice.
It doesn't matter. It could be done with water, too.
And they call it the water challenge.
This is juice. Powerade is a juice.
No, it's not.
Can someone help me, please, with my life? This is my life.
There is no juice challenge Gatorade. There is no bubbles in Powerade.
Bubbles isn't the whole criteria for juice.
It is non-carbonated. It is flavored. It is a juice.
Then why isn't it called Powerade?
This is berry flavored.
It's Aid, not juice.
All right, so it's called the Aid Challenge.
No, we're not calling it that. No.
You want to go there?
Oh, my God.
It's not juice.
All weekend, everyone on the station has been saying, tune in Monday at 7:30. AJ's going to do the juice challenge.
Listen, no one said squat.
Let's get a juice box.
One guy talked about tours. This one talked about pots and owls. Somebody else talked about playing lottery. No one talked about it at all. Mm.
All these little kids are like, this man lied
to us.
Trust me
on this. I listened to the station.
So really, the stupid part of this whole thing is that the juice challenge is being done with Powerade.
It's a juice.
Well, the stupid part's AJ.
It's not a juice.
It's a juice.
There's nothing juicy about that.
It's got berries in it. It's a juice.
No, it looks like Windex,
what berry?
Bro.
What berry is in that?
Probably chemical berries.
Chemical berries. That is not a berry.
You know what next week's going to be?
Stunts or stupid.
It's going to be take apart the show producer's head. And then try and put it back together again.
Did you ask me to bring juice and I didn't bring it?
Because then it'd be my fault. But you asked these dumbass questions. How many ounces is in the bottle?
I'm trying
Who
to help
cares?
Tell me there's 7%
the whole juice
in there, and I can
go my mouth
up.
In one shot.
AJ,
I can help you here.
AJ,
can I ask you, is there any part of your brain that says, I'm doing a juice challenge, I'm going to get juice? Did any part of your brain
juice.
Say that this weekend?
This qualifies as a juice.
Why couldn't you get juice as juice?
It does.
Juice also qualifies as juice.
Who's a juice expert? Who can we get on?
Any five-year-old.
Can someone give us a call on this? What's a juice? Is Powerade a juice? Can you look up the ingredients?
Juicy juice is juice.
That's why I'm trying to help him. Like, just what is the flavor? Even?
Yeah, what's the
Let's
flavor of this?
There.
Whatever the hell it is outside.
Why is there no label on the bottle?
Because he's bootlegging juice.
I use his bottle. I bring my own
stuff. He's
moonshining
his own juice.
Yeah, he is. He's running juice. County line. Why are you making your own juice, bro?
See, you're getting mad at us.
Oh,
don't
good,
you?
Good, good. It's noticeable.
That looks like snow.
That is noticeable. I'm so glad it's noticeable.
How many times?
I'm glad you all know. Good? How mad I am right now. And I hope I blow your friggin' radios up right now, too. Okay?
AJ.
It's a goddamn challenge. I'm putting juice in my mouth.
It's yes, not juice. Yes.
That's all you do.
It's not juice.
It's easier to talk with Windex.
Why would you call it a juice challenge and not get juice?
That could
There's apple juice. There's orange juice.
Those are common juice. Someone's
juice.
Something
There's
better.
Someone's juice, Jess. There's all thousands
There's
of kinds
pineapple.
Of juice.
Ew.
You could have gotten three different. Like, let me try it with apple. Let me try it with pineapple.
It's not.
Let me try it with windshield fluid. What are you doing?
And the unmarked bottle. But where did the bottle come from?
I bring this bottle in. I bring the bottle in, okay? Right.
Why is it an unmarked bottle?
Every goddamn effing thing.
I'm curious where it came from.
His urine sample.
In the morning, I bring along something to drink, and I use this bottle.
Every day.
So I got done. I emptied the bottle, I rinsed it out, and I put power in it.
Why did you leave it in the bottle?
Hold on. You bring that bottle every day?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
What's in it every day? Something different?
Something different, yeah.
Like one day it's water, one day it's...
Various things.
Do you ever put juice in there?
Orange juice?
Yeah.
Okay, so so sometimes you bring orange juice.
Right.
Juice.
But not today.
Juice. I drank it.
When you're doing the juice challenge.
I already had my mind to use Powerade. That's
so you're aware of juice.
Juice has been in that bottle, by the way.
That
he brought juice to work in that bottle. Just not today.
That bottle is familiar with juice.
It's med juice.
It's a juice bottle.
The bottle saying, you know, sometimes I bring juice.
Juice.
In me. But today, Powerade.
Oh, there could be some juice residue
still in
there.
I can give you guys some juice in a few minutes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
But it still wouldn't be juice.
No part of you thinks that you should have had juice.
It didn't seem that bad a deal to use Powerade, which is like a juice.
Why Powerade?
Because we have it right here. Because we have it right here.
Oh, wait. You got it here for free?
Yeah.
I got you.
But he did at one point.
Okay, so no prep.
No, plenty of prep.
Okay.
He brought a bottle that he brings every day, apparently, that no one's ever seen until right now.
Chess, he's there every morning.
He just asked you, when do you bring that bottle? I've never seen that bottle.
I don't.
I bring it every morning.
I don't notice things.
I bring it every morning.
With juice. But today, you forgot the juice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
How much is a bottle of juice would have been? I think Root spent like $30 on t-shirts that were worn once. Like, we couldn't get a bottle of juice in here.
I've done my share of that stuff already. I've already bought things I never got reimbursed for.
All right. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, why don't you guys just leave AJ alone?
That's an idea.
You need some juice, bro.
All right. Thank you. Beef man. Do you need to call in every break? But go ahead.
He was calling in with a trivia question. He was on top.
Oh, Beef man, hold on. Thank you. Chaz and AJ. Is this Brandon?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, how you
morning.
Doing?
You guys got the Minute Maid Light in the back room there.
That's lemonade. That's not juice.
Hold on. How do you know that?
It's a little bit of juice.
Yeah, it's more juice than
How do you know
stuff.
That?
I fixed all your cubicles.
Oh.
Them down.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh,
you're doing the air conditioning.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
This guy knows where juice is in the building.
You liking the juice?
Liking the juice.
I love how someone who's been in the building once is like, AJ, just go over here. There's juice over there. 20 years!
I don't know where the juice is.
Maybe for the anniversary, you guys will get juice.
You don't want to use lemon because lemon is tart.
Wouldn't that make it a better bit?
Yeah. Better than you hydrating yourself.
All right, here we go. Where are you going?
He's going to get juice.
Are you leaving?
No, he's going to get juice.
Is it something we said?
You want me to do it like coffee? Coffee is juice.
I'm sorry.
There's more juice in coffee than Powerade.
AJ takes his share of abuse here, but come on. With this one, are you with me? It's the juice challenge.
And for anyone that thinks that, like, oh, is this the plan thing? No.
No.
We're in between breaks.
No, you can hear. I can't fake this anger.
He pulls out blue chunk. Like, what are you doing?
I knew there was a problem when we were playing the song. And Pat goes, what flavor is that? He goes, AJ says, doesn't matter. I'm like, oh, here we go. We can't just have one of these segments where I looked at the video and this is how the challenge goes. And here we go. Here's the challenge. Not one.
I'll guarantee you two or three of the people in the offices have a juicer. You know what I mean? Like, literally, there's so many ways to make juice.
Oh, I don't even know if he's coming back.
I'm not sure either.
I think I just saw his truck.
So if he doesn't
windows.
Do the stunt, we call him stupid? That's how this works?
I guess so.
Okay.
Stunts for stupid.
Chris in Southington.
Juice.
No, this looks like juice.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey,
it's actually a urine sample.
Good.
You're in trouble.
So my 8-year-old, when he asks for juice and I hand him a Powerade, he throws it because he says Powerade isn't juice.
Yeah. 8-year-olds know. Powerade isn't juice.
That's, It's like doing the ALS ice bucket challenge with like a bucket of rocks.
Oh, we have to do that.
Oh, why don't you start for us and see how it works out?
Next week, rocks are stupid.
Okay. So Chris is basically saying, you've heard half the phone call. Chris is saying his 8-year-old knows the difference between juice and Powerade.
He's a very special kid. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
I don't think Ruth thought she'd have to do like close-up photos of the juice today.
Oh, she was great. She followed me. Of course, when I go to pour this stuff, that machine goes haywire. Shots crap everywhere.
Really?
So I had to wipe the floor down so there's no memo about spillage. Because, you know, I've got spillage in the friggin' studio and the place. I said friggin'.
You
did not. No, I did not.
I hit the dump button.
I did not curse.
Okay.
I haven't lost my mind that much.
Okay.
Remember earlier, he's like, I won't make a mess at all. He made a mess everywhere.
No, but I love that he had all... See, here's the thing. Can I just speak here?
Yeah, go for it.
It's 20 friggin' years. Here. 27 years together. We're doing a challenge. What do you need for this challenge? Juice and some plastic to protect the floor. Did you have either one of those things? No, you had no juice and nothing to protect the floor. It didn't occur to you that, hey, this is a challenge to see if I can do this without spilling the juice. Well, might spill on the carpet.
This carpet has seen worse.
He is standing on one piece of cardboard with a piece of garbage bag over that one piece of cardboard.
Do you know what's under the carpet?
Hopefully your body.
Circuitry.
Yeah.
And it's also sealed, so. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Phil's going to be bleeding a bunch of juice pretty soon if he keeps running his mouth.
Oh, that won't be juice.
That was the hold. That's not juice either.
Also,
nothing's juice.
Now he knows. Now he knows the difference.
Joe?
Oh, no.
AJ, you're juiceless, man.
That was good. You wrote that yourself, did you?
Steph in Norwalk.
We know he's juiceless. It's the whole bit.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
That doesn't sound like a Steph to me. Oh, Stefan. Okay.
Two things.
Yeah.
Powerade falls under the category of a sport drink. Not a sport juice, but a sport drink.
Yes.
Right.
And? Two, I am relatively sure that for it to be called a juice, there has to be fruit extract from it.
Yeah.
That's what that Powerade was. That Powerade had fruit in it.
He's a juice scientist. He knows.
But that Powerade was a juice. It had berries. It was a berry flavor.
Which berry?
Flavor.
Powerade.
Oh, my God, Phil.
I'm going to be a different category.
You know what the next challenge is going to be? Next challenge is going to be, where did a berry fill? Right? Want to know what the F is?
Yeah. I want to know. Oh, I'm asking just to ask.
Why is
like
he only mad at Phil, though?
It's only me ever, Pat.
Which one? The blue one.
I've said the least.
Which one is it?
It's about 3 hours of content a day. I have to manage. You get like two 10-minute breaks.
It's called.
You couldn't just bring juice in.
It's called Berry Blast. Berry Blast.
Yeah, but I'm
okay, that doesn't mean juice. Berry.
The sport drink challenge is ever going to happen.
How does Blast mean juice?
Just hope. Berry. He said it has to have a fruit component. Berry is a fruit.
No, it has to be fruit extract.
There's no fruit.
I think if
in
you looked on the back of the bottle, if you looked on the back of the bottle that you don't have, it would say that it's very extra.
The original bottle.
This is what I was trying to help him out in the beginning. Because it would say,
oh, and you would look up the
juice.
Ingredients.
Right.
Dude, that's
right.
If you
that's
looked
enough
the...
juice for us.
No, you asked how many ounces is the bottle.
I said, do you have the original bottle? And then you turned around.
Thank you, Steph.
With like a coin
what do we look
bottle.
Up here?
We're looking up that Powerade has water, high fructose corn syrup. Less than 0.5% of citric acid. There's a lot of different words
there's
here.
No
not
juice.
One is juice. There's no. Actually, the word sweat is in there. If sweat's a juice, then maybe you have that. No juice.
All right. Well, nice job with this.
And now you've got like watered down lemonade, which is also not juice.
Do we have juice now?
We have lemonade, which is a form of juice.
Okay.
It's aid.
Is it lemonade?
It's Minute Maid.
Dude, look at that.
Aid,
it's water. You see, look it up. You can see
it's close
it.
Enough for us to just say.
Ruth actually saw me pour it into there. It came from the machine.
Okay.
So the juice machine.
Well, so did the Powerade.
Right. But apparently Powerade, even though it's Berry Blast, didn't qualify as juice to the council. So I have lemonade.
The council being the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Right. The powers that be.
Like, over the weekend, you would have grabbed something that just is called juice.
No, if you did a soda challenge, you showed up with a beer, we would say that's a beer. It's
yeah,
not a soda.
That's obvious. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You haven't explained
does everyone,
that.
Does everyone say that this is juice? Are we all in agreement this is juice?
There's a fruit in the title. We'll call it juice.
I say it's close enough to have him do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not go.
You want to explain this to us now?
Stunt or stupid?
Okay, so today I'm going to do the Minute Maid Lemonade Challenge.
That's good.
There you go.
Very good.
What I'm going to do is I pour this Minute Maid lemonade into my mouth, and you ask me questions. I'm going to try and make sure that the Minute Maid lemonade does not come out of my mouth.
Okay.
On this piece of plastic that I borrowed from the station, as well as this cardboard box.
Okay.
How much juice has to go in? Like full cheeks?
No, like the bottom of your mouth.
I haven't seen the challenge. Where did you get these?
I saw it online. Does it tell
you how much juice to put in your mouth?
It just said mouthful of water, a mouthful of liquid.
Okay. It said a mouthful of juice. But seeing how we don't have juice.
Well, in the description, it said it could be done with juice, water, or whatever.
For the juice challenge, it said you could have juice or water.
Or whatever.
Right.
Ice cream.
I chose juice. They say it can be done with juice or any other liquid.
Oh, it could have been called the water challenge.
It could have been,
which we would have been deep into this by now if we had that.
But by now, it would have been
But you would have brought soda for that.
We'd have been sleeping. Okay. Like that. No, I probably would have brought nitroglycerin. You know, one down, we all go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so if you want to call in a trivia question, 1-877-764-2535. It's the fake juice challenge.
Right.
AJ's going to take juice into his mouth right now. I'll ask the first question.
Well, that's not enough juice.
It doesn't seem like a lot.
What? What's happening?
you can't spell it. That's the challenge.
Yeah, what's going on? Why is he gargling?
Well, he's trying to talk.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. AJ, first question. What is juice?
Apparently.
Yeah, you need more juice.
Yeah.
No. More juice.
Did you say juice is a fruit?
He did say
Turn
juice
the mic
is a fruit.
Up. It's like day one here. Okay. Okay, we're out of time. Powerball jackpot grows to $747 million after no grand prize winner. Whoa. I heard there were a couple small winners. There's a couple millionaires floating out there.
I'm
like
sure
four
there
of
is.
Them.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of weird how, like, all of a sudden there's been no winners for either of the larger lotteries, you know, it's like a power.
We've had a run of big payouts.
Right.
Huge.
Right. I mean, no one won Mega Millions for a while. Then we had them, then Powerball. It's like just seems like no one wins like the $40 million that it originally starts out at. It always ends up like ballooning to these large amounts.
Is that where it starts? It goes back to like $40 million.
Yeah, $40 million is where it usually starts.
That's the base.
Yeah, that's the base, which I'm fine with. Trust me.
Yeah, I know this is going to sound weird, but I wouldn't want to win $747 million. I'd give most of it out.
I would give a lot of it away
too. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It will wreck your life.
Yeah, I'll keep $100, $200. Good, you know.
Yeah.
The rest of everybody else gets taken care of. A bunch of charities get taken care of.
I think 200 is too much.
Even what you get after. I mean, people always go, the taxes. You're still getting a ridiculous amount of money.
Yes.
Like an insane amount.
$747 million tonight. That's like a $403 million one-time cash payout.
Oof.
Connecticut and the feds will get you pretty good. So,
right, so
I don't know.
$15.
Yeah, 259 cents.
Right.
Probably 200 and something million.
Probably.
It's still...
It's still a lot of money.
I wouldn't be like, I'm not playing then. Well, you don't want to play, but like, you know.
A million is a life changer.
Yeah.
$1 million.
$50,000 would change my life right now.
If someone gave me $30 right now, I'd be like, thank you.
Seriously.
Yeah, if someone gave me a quarter,
right?
Like,
you're the
buying
best.
Some gum.
Not for nothing. I see a quarter, I pick it up.
I don't want all day, yeah. Good luck.
Right.
Yeah. That's a penny.
I know. I was just trying to help.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
How much money to lick a toilet? Like a toilet in this bathroom.
To lick a toilet in this building.
Is this the same conversation that we're
saying? Yes, it is. Because now we're talking about, I see a quarter, I'd pick it up. Okay, well, how much to lick a toilet?
What part of the toilet?
Well, let's see.
Great question.
Good question, right? Because I can lick the tank.
Yeah.
I can lick the top of the tank.
Yeah.
Do you lick the toilet juice?
The seat.
The seat itself. Now, what time
of day? You
could
pick any spot.
What time of day is also a great question.
Yes. Is it like after the rush hour, or is it, you know, when I first walk in and these toilets were cleaned already.
Right after cleaning.
Like right now.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking about a good about six figures.
Oh no, I'm way lower. Dude.
Yeah, we're talking good six figures.
You're doing better than me.
Because don't forget, you know, if I get
six figures,
if I get hepatitis because of it, it's gonna cost me a lot of money in my medical.
If you
expenses.
Gave me $1,000, I would French kiss that toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Boom! There's a good boy. There's a boy.
I right kissed there. Worse things.
There's a boy right there.
All right.
But so I didn't get money out of it.
1,000.
Yeah.
Pat was just willing to do a lot for $30, I think.
I know. Well, not a lot, Phil. Easy, Tiger.
So if someone offered you $5 right now, you wouldn't do it?
Yeah, I would. I thought I was just trying to make it sound better.
Oh, okay.
I'd probably just do it for a viral video.
Oh, you'll have a virus, all right. You'll have a virus, all right.
Seriously, if someone had me $500 right now, same. I would definitely lick that toilet.
And then they'll be like next week, like, remember Pat?
I still would have more juice than you had.
It was great.
By licking the toilet. I would do it. Yeah, why not? I ate that fruitcake. That was gross.
That was pretty gross.
That was so how much did you say?
That was meant to be.
I said 1,000. You downed me 500. Okay.
Right. Well, it's a bargaining.
So 500.
Yeah, 500. I would lick the toilet. 1,000. I would make sweet love.
Okay.
To the toilet.
I just got a really bad visual.
They're all bad visuals.
Hmm.
But there'll be no video since ladies aren't allowed in the bathrooms.
I can video it.
Ladies aren't allowed.
Ruth?
No, I was just going to say, I don't want to be involved in recording.
Yeah. Are you sure?
We could send AJ in for that.
There you go, see?
I think we get VOM going.
500.
They wouldn't let me do it here. They'd say it's some kind of problem.
No, they wouldn't.
COVID licking or something.
No, trust me.
I'm not trusting you. You don't even know what juice is.
They have no problem with this.
All right, so Pat, right now, if you were handed $500, which toilet in the building are you going to lick?
I would just go to the men's room. Wait, are we doing urinal sit down?
No, it's Juan.
That's
Juan.
Funny. Juan.
We need you.
Juan.
Come in
here. Juan is the building's maintenance guy. It's almost like this is on cue. Juan, guys, can you walk over to this microphone over here?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
How you been, guys?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Juan.
Can I tell you, this is the happiest man alive.
I know. Yes.
Okay,
he's the best.
You'll see him anytime.
Hey, Chess, how are you? Right.
Grateful for everything.
He's very grateful person.
A great one.
He's an inspiration.
This is
how you should act.
He's right. The only person I'll talk to in the bathroom. Everyone else, I ignore. I will not do one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Juan, what really time of day do you clean the toilets in the men's room? Do you clean the toilets?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's a great answer.
There's another crew, right?
Yeah, Bob.
That's great.
There's another crew. He's risen on the chain.
Oh.
Well, we are a team.
Your team.
Talk right into the mic there.
Right into the mic. Yeah.
Sorry, okay. But I'm like the supervisor, right?
Right, you're the head.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You've done your share of toilets. But you have people
but something
who do
happened,
it. Right.
I cannot wait for my crew.
Right.
Yeah, I've
seen you when they're working on them.
But is there a normal time during the day that somebody cleans the toilets?
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, some people
leave it a mess.
You
know?
Right. Okay, so you've met everybody else in the building. Good.
So what would you say what would you say is the average time? Morning or afternoon they get cleaned, the toilets? Evening, mornings,
afternoon,
evening?
Morning and afternoon.
Morning and afternoon. Yeah. Okay.
Twice.
But not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it's fresh.
All right.
Well, that's
it'd
my
be
job.
The worst. It sounds like the worst time to lick the toilet.
Like, really okay, is, so what? If you were going to lick a toilet, what time of day would you do that?
To lick the toilet.
He's making sure he understands.
Right,
you heard right.
Right.
Well, this is going to be interesting because we've known Juan for probably 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yes.
And he's going to go home and tell his wife, hey, so today I finally got on the radio. Oh, really? What'd they ask you? What's
toilets?
A good time to lick the toilet?
Right. And she'll say, what time you tell him?
Yeah. So we were just talking about a challenge.
The lottery.
Licking the toilet.
Right. Yeah.
And Pat said he would lick the toilet for $500. And then I was asking AJ, would you do it? And he said, well, what time?
Right.
And now we're trying to figure out what's the best time, what's the worst time.
What's the peak time?
What's my cleanest lick
for toilet licking?
With the least amount of goo on there. Like,
but I don't understand. So what do you mean when you say lick the toilet?
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Here's the thing. You're never.
It just registered.
Right. Well, I demonstrated. Well,
let's say.
If you were going to lick a toilet, what time would you lick it?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
Yeah.
To lick it at 10
p.m.
Because
right.
my
what about
my
9
coworkers finished their job.
Right. So they're all 9, as clean as they're going to be.
That's the best time.
If you randomly pick, because there's 4 toilets, if you randomly pick the right one,
it's like playing roulette.
It's roulette. Which one wasn't used?
But that was my question to Pat. So if you had to go right now, $500 on the table, and you got to go lick a toilet, which one are you picking?
And that's my question next was before we got wanted, which is great. Are we doing urinal or are we doing stall?
It's stall.
Okay,
stall.
Then
yeah. Toilet.
Toilet seat.
Then not handicap because everyone goes in there because it's the most room.
That's
so
right.
Probably go, so not the one closest to the door because people go in there and they're in a rush for radio. So either 2 or 3. What are the middle ones?
Yeah. That's a good pick.
Right.
I would say 2. Because I think 3 is also down the line. People like to go down there. They just want to be off the
traffic. That makes me feel like you're tricking me to have some of your budget.
Thanks, Bob.
For $100, I'd give a really good tip.
Ew. What are we doing, dude?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know.
Guys, but I guarantee
I could be your GPS right now.
What's that one?
I guarantee after 10 p.m., toilets, urinals, everything is...
Because no one's in the building.
We're not here then. I can't do
that. We disinfect, everything, so that's the best time.
Yeah.
Well, that's not...
Well, one of them's going to be very clean in a minute.
Yep.
I'm not cleaning, it's one lick.
It's going to have brush marks on it.
So would you do it for $100?
No.
No, okay.
It's not worth $100.
Okay.
We get a sponsor.
That's all I have.
Pat's licking. Yeah. Pat's licking. Sponsored by the water doctor.
What is it for? $100?
No.
Yeah. No. He wants $500.
$500.
Yeah. It was supposed to be $1,000.
Right. He got knocked down to $500.
$1,000 is a good.
This is how we negotiate around here. Yes.
All right.
How about 2 extra days on the air with us?
That's not $100.
We should pay him. I have $100. Does anybody want to lick a toilet for $100?
$100. No.
That's all I have.
Everyone else around us.
I don't want to part with it, really.
Yeah.
I'd like you to do it for nothing, but...
I mean, I do know of a clean toilet to lick, but...
Why is that to do it for nothing? Don't gaslight me into this. Like, it'd be nice if you just did it for the sake of the show.
Right. Do it for the ratings.
I won't even be on the air.
Do it for the Twitch crowd.
Phil went out in the kitchen during the break.
Yeah, I got a cup of coffee, and Andy, her sales manager, was standing there. I was like, oh, hey, good morning.
I love Andy.
He turns around, he goes... No one's licking a toilet, right? Taking more.
Not when I'm selling it first.
So I was like, I really hope not. It doesn't seem like we have the money. He goes, because if I had to, I'm going to the 4th floor. There's nobody up there.
Oh.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We never said
that was,
which
floor.
Oh, no.
That was my $100
tip. That would have been the kicker.
Was my $100 tip.
But I wouldn't
tell you go to the 4th floor because no one uses that bathroom ever.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I do.
So does AJ.
There's no toilet paper up there.
You bring some up. It's on your Saturdays. I'm by
myself. Is that what you do?
I don't use the 4th floor, no. I use the 2nd floor.
Ah.
Yeah.
How do you know about you just walk up there and walk around?
He does.
Yeah.
On occasion. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting there trying to calm myself down. I'm saying, no, it's not worth it. Present time's not worth it.
He'll bring Powerade to a juice event, get mad, go upstairs, walk around.
Exactly.
Say, that's where all the juice
is. If this is a legit do-it-for-money thing, I'm not a cutting-edges guy. I would go to the floor we're all on and do it there for the bit. Like, if you were going to drink juice, I would get actual juice.
Well, this is sounding more and more like it's very well worth $500.
You know, we raise money
especially later in the morning. More and more people have been in and out of there.
Remember Scott Haney?
We won't raise money for it because people like Scott Haney. They like you. They tolerate Chess, but they hate me. So no one's going to give me money to live in a toilet.
Al contrario, I think they would be more than happy to do it.
Yeah.
Because they think I like it.
Right.
That'll be the thing. That's why his voice sounds like that. He toilet licks.
I have a feeling there will be a memo.
I'm going to call you TL.
No toilet licking.
Are you sure?
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.